Now, let's see. You were talking about the lard, and you said it was in a
tub.
Mm-hmm. All right. What'd you say about falling in it?
I slipped on it one time when I was visiting some people. Stepped on the cover, and the thing slipped off, and in I went. I was about 6 years old.
Hmm. All right. If you had something that you wanted to pour water into a little bitty bottle and you put something on the top of it, what would you call it? Okay, what would a jockey use to hit the horse to get him to go fast? Okay, we buy something at the grocery store and the grocer puts it in a what for us to take it home? Right, any other word for that? What else could you call it?
Box, maybe.
What's it made out of?
Paper sack.
Alrighty. Do you know what you might call a big old bag or a sack that potatoes were shipped in? What it's made out of? Seed or feed or anything else like that?
Well, croaker sack.
Yeah. Okay. Either one? Okay. Call the amount of corn you might take to the mill.
Bushels.
You got a turn of corn. I never heard of that either, did you? Okay. When the light burns out, you put in a new... Well, what's the whole thing called? Or what kind of bulb?
An electric light bulb.
I wanted to get you to say light bulb, that's all. Okay, if you carry the washing out to hang it up on the line, you carry it out in a, maybe?
Basket.
Mm-hmm. What would you, a great big thing of nails be called?
Keg.
Do you know what runs around to hold the barrel staves in place? What that's called? Metal thing?
I should know. It's not the bracket.
Well, let's see if we can get the word another way. Anybody ever roll, take a stick and take a big thing and roll it along to the ground? You know what that was called? Real full skirts had what in them?
Hoops. Yeah,
but
hoops. I should have known
okay.
That. Hoops.
That's in a contest. I mean,
I know. But I should have.
Okay, what might you put in the top of a bottle, like maybe a wine bottle? Might have what kind of top in it?
Cork.
Mm-hmm. What would you call the little thing that people play like this?
Harmonica.
Any other names for it?
Harp.
Jew's harp. Is that Jew's
harp? I don't know.
I don't know either. He said that go on the other side of the Chattahoochee River, you find people say mouth harp on one side and French harp on the other. That there's that much difference. Okay. Well, now look, here's this one right after. Something you hold between your teeth and pick with your finger, and that one, they say, is the Jew's harp. Okay. Oh. Well, what do you hit nails with?
Hammer.
Mm-hmm. Oh, dear. If you had a wagon and two horses, do you know what the long wooden, or what could be a name that we could call the long wooden piece that
the
goes
tongue.
Out? Yeah, okay.
I do know that.
If you had